Blog Talk Radio. Blog
it is
Talk
false.
Radio.
Welcome to Soaring with the Eagles in Leadership and Excellence with your host, Misty P. Long, Director of Devoted to Him Ministries. Devoted to Him Ministries is committed to winning the lost and building up the body of Christ through broadcasting the Word of God with fire, faith, and power, teaching all nations and lifting up the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today's message is designed to help you grow in every area of your being. Through the devoted lifestyle, we can all win. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. James 5:16. And now, Devoted to Him Ministries founder, Misty P. Long.
Hey everyone, it's so great to be speaking to everyone today. I am just so excited that we're back in the Word, back in the relationship that we have as a radio family. And as a group of Blog Talk participants. And I'm just happy and full of joy all around. And I'm really glad about the conversation tonight. We're going to be talking about 2015 and God and His goodness and who He is to us as believers, all of us as the body of Christ, and just all the wonderful things that we're going to enjoy as the people of God in this year. It's just something really great tonight. And, of course, we always like to share one of my favorite passages out of 1 Corinthians. There's no other foundation can be laid than that which has already been laid, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And, of course, I always want to greet our co-host, Sister Patricia Jones. Good evening, Patricia. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. I'm excited about this new year. I'm sure it's going to be a blessing. We're in it and running.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. And I'll tell you, it just feels good to have running in my feet. You know, because, you know, you kind of look at life and look at the world around us, you know, it means something to have that joy that the world can't give and the world can't take away, and to have energy, you know, and to have the life of God in you. And it's just great to talk about it and to spread that life of God and to share it, praise the Lord, because I know there's hurting people, you know, no doubt in my mind, hurting people listening in on this broadcast, now or in the future, Patricia, you know, who need that life of God to revive them, to resuscitate them, to get them back in the saddle again, glory to His holy name. So, again, I don't have a whole lot to say tonight, but yet I do think that there's some things that I think are meaningful and just some pointed references that I want to make as we get into the mind of Christ and delve into the depths of His Spirit to know what His desires are for all of us in 2015. And, of course, each one of us should also be concerned about His desires for us individually and be about making sure that we get our flesh under and get our spirit on top and get our spirit dominant so that we can be in line with Him to the extent that what He desires is also our desire for the days and the weeks and the months that are ahead. Glory to God. We got 11 and a half months to go. Hallelujah. 2 weeks down, Pat, and 11 and a half months to go. Glory to God. And you said, and I think you're ready just like I am, you know, we're still pretty much at the starting line right now. But I think we're ready for this race of 2015. Amen, Sister Pat, praise the Lord. Ready
Amen.
For this race of this year of our Lord and Savior 2015. we're still in Christ, still in the Lord, still on this calendar, and still understanding that this is not the year of Europe, this is not the year of the United States, this is not the year of Africa, this is not the year of the world. For those who know and love the Lord, this is the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank God it's his will that I've been here another year, and I'm going to go on in his name. So, you know, one of the things that we've been meditating on in relation to what we're talking about tonight in Devoted to Him Global Ministries is one of our favorite passages and one that I have visited over and over and over again throughout well over 20 years I've been a Christian. In fact, I guess I've been a Christian since, I've been in the church all my life. I've been a Christian, I guess, since 1984. So I guess this is my 30th anniversary. Well, last year was, glory to God, Labor Day weekend, 1984. As a young 18-year-old, I personally and specifically and pointedly gave myself to Jesus and have never looked back. And so praise God. And I did think about that last year. I didn't really emphasize it a lot. It's not like, I know you probably said, maybe whoever you mean, like you just realized your 30-year anniversary in Christ. No, I thought about it last year. Probably didn't celebrate much as I should have. But, you know, I had to kind of, you know, stir myself up there to remember the exact details. But anyway, it's one of my favorite passages that I've known and cherished and loved, you know, throughout my adulthood, and that is Isaiah chapter 43, and particularly some of the verses there, not the very first verse of the book, but you get down to verse 18, and Isaiah's in a powerful mode of the Spirit prophetically, and he begins to talk about something new, you know, that God is going to be doing in the life of Israel. So, you know, something specific for that moment in time, but you know that something's prophetic, it transcends time. It's true for that moment that the prophet is being used. It has relevance for the moment, but yet it goes beyond the moment. It reaches to the past, it reaches to the present. And so what he said is relevant for us today. And, you know, he's telling them, Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 18, do not, and I'm reading, quoting from the Amplified version, by the way, of the Bible, Amplified Bible. Do not earnestly remember the former things, neither consider the things of old. Verse 19. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive and know it? And will you not give heed to it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I form for myself, that they may set forth my praise, and they shall do it. Hallelujah. And in fact, even on our website, the Devoted to Him website, since the time we launched it, this is the passage that we have it open to on the very first home page. You know, I will give rivers in the desert. I will give drink to my chosen people. That means in a dry and thirsty land, God has said, I'll be water for you. I'm going to be whatever you need. I'll be your bread and I'll be your water. I'll be your everything because I'm your God. But you know, it says here, you know, in verse 19, God said, I am doing a new thing. And that just stirs me up, Patricia, because I'm excited about the new because God is excited about the new. And, you know, he's a complex and a multifaceted God. And there are a lot of aspects of him. He's simple, but yet he's complex. But one aspect of God is the new being, hallelujah. God is a God of change, and he's a God of a new being as it relates to us. Now, he stays the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he always is, always has been, and always will be, and he's the only one in the universe that is not changing and that does not need to change because he's perfect. But as it relates to us, God is a God of the new being in your life and a God of the change in your life. Change for the better, hallelujah. you know, I was at a ministry about a week ago, and I know you were there too, Patricia, because it was sponsored by our ministry, Devoted to Your Ministries. And we had an opportunity to reach out to a couple of young ladies that are going through some challenges and really just, you know, bless them in the name of Jesus and to provide, to meet some of their needs that night, and to have a fellowship meal with them. And one thing that I said, you know, as we were sitting at the table is, you know, I'm so glad that we serve a God who was wise enough to give us a new day every day. Hallelujah. I mean, just think what life would be, Pat, if days never ended and you could never start over. And you had the misfortune of being caught up in a bad day forever. Wouldn't that? That would be a horrible existence, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's good that we can have new every morning.
Amen. Amen. New days, new months, new years, you know, and we can always have newness and freshness of life. You know, unless we get born again, because see, even getting born again, oh, I'm about to shout. Even getting born again is about newness. You become a new creature.
It is. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A new creation, a person. You become a species of being that you've never been before when you get born again. You know, and that's cool. Now, there's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Write that down. That's a verse. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, radio audience. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature or a new creation. All things have passed away. You know what, Pat? Paul is almost quoting this very passage that we quote in our Old Testament tonight, Isaiah 43. All things pass away. And see, Isaiah said in his prophecy, the former things. So Paul is saying, the Corinthians, old things, the former things pass away, and all things become new in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
A brand, you know, I remember the gospel song the choir sang in my old church. They would say, thank God I got a new home, I got a new way, I got a brand new life. Hallelujah. And, you know, so that's the opportunity that every person born into this world has. That Christ provides is a chance to become a new creation in Christ. And then, like I said, we're so fortunate that the newness does not end there. But even once you become a new creation, as you learn to know God and learn to know God's heart and learn to know God's will and learn to know God's plan for your life, there's new things all the time, you know, new seasons of your life and new beginnings and new starts and fresh starts, and he's tweaking things and, you know, he reveals himself to you more and more and more and more and more. So, again, I love the whole year. And the New Year's is one of my, you know, it's not my, number one, it's probably my very best time of the year. I just like it because of how the whole atmosphere becomes. But the one thing I always say, though, you know, because you'd be at work or be out and about, you know, when it gets near January 1st, and you'll have people say, well, let's all go around and say our New Year's resolution. Well, I thought the kind of Christian, Pat, you know, I really got out of the New Year's resolution. I mean, I don't believe, I don't mind having them and quoting them and stuff, but as far as deeply believing in that, because I feel that in Christ, and Pat, you even said that a few minutes ago, in Christ, we need to be having renewal every day. You know, you need to be having your quiet time. You need to be getting the word. You need to be opening your heart up, you know, to be molded by God, to be changed, to be rearranged. You know, what's wrong, you're looking for every day for him to fix it. Where you messed up, you're looking for him to turn you a different direction. You know, so we need to be having newness all year long, not just the month of January in Christ. Come on now. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, and then the best way to do that is what you quoted, Pat. I know you're going to elaborate on that song. Is one of the best things, if you don't already have that going, is developing the quiet time life. Or if you like us, you've been having a quiet time life forever. But Pat, you understand, you got to keep that fresh. You got to keep that new. You know, you can get into a habit and a pattern. That's the way of the flesh. That's the tendency of the flesh. And every Christian that's been a Christian any little time will tell you. They have to constantly be open and stay in holy, sweet communion with the Lord to keep the prayer life fresh and new, to keep the quiet time and Bible meditation and scripture reading new and fresh and relevant and on target and accurate and powerful and effective in this world. That don't happen for nothing. You got to know that you need to do that, and you got to be open, and God will do a new thing if you cry out to him and say, Lord, I'm getting stale. Lord, I'm getting religious. Lord, I'm getting stodgy. Lord, I'm getting mean. Lord, I'm getting negative. Lord, Lord, have mercy. I tell you, he'll do a revival for anybody. Come on, let's shout. God will do a revival. God is desperate to do revivals in people. God wants to do more revivals, and we got even, we don't have to go to the world, so we got even Christians that really are open to him, stirring them up and making them new all over again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, Paul, don't you take this thing for a while. Talk about the new year, the promise of the new year, and what God has in store for us in 2015. Praise his name.
Well, 2015, like we shared in the scripture, God can do a new thing. We can take the old, we can put it behind us, leave it behind us, and go on into the new year. And, you know, I'm trying to just set some goals for the new year. And like Missy was saying, one of my goals is to spend more quality time with him. You know, more, it's good to pray as a group, that's good. But my personal prayer life, I want to develop that. I want to spend more quality time with him, sharing and talking and building my relationship, you know, maybe some fasting. And I want to, I'm going to write that down, the times that I'm going to be doing it. And, you know, like what it says in Habakkuk. He says in Habakkuk 2:2, it says, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets, that he may run with it. So I'm going to have it written down, and I can look at it and see that, yes, I've prayed these days, and I want to get more and more as the year goes on, you know, become a better prayer warrior. And also, I think I heard one of the evangelists was teaching on the TV, and he was saying this is the year that of the open door. So I'm taking that as this is the year of the open door for ministry. Open door for ministry opportunities, for healing, salvations, more of that. More outreaches like we just had in Oklahoma City, more of them. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
And another scripture that I looked at, Psalm 65:11 says, you crown the year with your goodness and your paths drip with abundance. So it's like abundance. One Bible said fatness, which is like prosperity. So we're going to expect more in the new year. Hallelujah. Well, you know, I was thinking about 2015, and, you know, I thought about number 15, and then I was thinking about the number 5, too. I was thinking maybe like 3 times 5, but I had looked at the story of the loaves and the fishes. I looked at that, and then I thought, well, how Jesus multiplied the 5 loaves to feed the 5,000. You know, it's like a triple blessing. And I'll just read that right here. Where it says Matthew 14:17, it says, and they said unto him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, bring them hither to me. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. And he took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke, and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled, and they stood up with the fragments that remained, 12 baskets in full. And they had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children. So if he took 5 fish and did that, you know, I'm thinking, well, you know, what's 3 times 5?
You know, mm-hmm. I can believe for a triple blessing for the new year. Look what mm-hmm. he did with five fish. Amen.
Amen.
So I just believe we're in for some prosperity. And we just set our mind on him and set our mind on the goal of prosperity, prayer, worship. That's good, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And, you know, God is wanting us to make sure that we're not quitters in 2015. You know, I just had an article from a very anointed pastor, a local pastor, and one who in the city where I live, and one who has been used mightily of the Lord. And I got a letter from him today. And in the letter, he was talking about, you know, the things that can cause Christians to fail. You know, and he had two or three points. And, you know, one of the things he said, well, the first thing he said was what causes Christians to fail is that they're not obeying the Lord, you know, which basically means sin, you know. And disobeying the Lord is not always just, you know, someone that didn't do what God said. Well, we all know that. But then it's someone who did what God said but didn't do it the way God said to do it. Okay, that's still disobedience. So that's one thing that caused Christians to fail. And then the second thing he brought out was not counting the cost. You know, and he quoted where scripture, he quoted where Jesus has said in the Gospels, you know, nobody goes to build a house and don't count the cost first. Because if you do that, you're going to get halfway through building your house and can't complete it. You know, you're going to have to think about it. And he said, so the next thing is, whatever the thing is that you feel is God's plan for you or God's will for you that you need to do, you need to make sure before you get started, look at all what it's going to take to the best of your ability, and then make sure that you know, that you got what it takes. You know, and then the third and final thing he said for the reason Christians fail is because they quit too soon. You know, he said because they get started, and then they get a little bit of rebuff or disappointment or pain comes or things don't work out like they thought or it gets hard. And next thing you know, they done dropped the project or dropped what they said God told them to do. He said, you know, so you're not going to get anywhere being a quitter. You know, so we just want to make sure in 2015 that all these wonderful things, you know, the beautiful words that are being spoke, you know, like right here even through the devoted to him. And we're not the only voice here to build up the body of Christ, you know, here to love you, here to declare the word of the Lord into you and upon your life and to encourage you and stir you up in the things of God, get you on fire for God, so that you can go out and be all that God has called you to be in Jesus' name. You know, we're not the only voice doing that. You know, but we want you to make a commitment with us, you know, for us to agree together as the Bible teaches. You know, come together as a devoted to him family, as a radio family, all of our faithful listeners and partners out there, you know, and say, hey, we make a covenant and we make a commitment based on the word of God that the things that God has told us to focus on in 2015, we're not going to be quitters and we're not going to give up. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good.
So, you know, we just thank God for the new things he's developing in ministry this year. I know that I'm in a time of fasting right now. In fact, our whole ministry is in a time of season of fasting right now because I love to do that. Throughout the year, but, you know, definitely this is a great time to do it. At a time of newness, you know, you really want to get your spirit really, really, really in a healthy, nutritious place because, you know, you got to be led by your spirit. So you don't want your spirit to be weak. Come on now, because the spirit is your leader, supposed to be the leader of your life. You know, so fasting is a way to really get that spirit large and in charge, and that spirit, your spirit with the Holy Spirit in it, really loud, you know, so your spiritual ear can hear what the Lord is saying. But I thank him that I know on my horizon I see some real new ministry opportunities opening up that's already started happening and developing some new ministries through devoted to him. I'm excited about that, embarking on that. And, of course, with those new things often come new relationships and new people. So I'm looking forward to that and new partners and new alliances and new networks and new fellowship. and just to be able to focus. You know, I'm looking for new strength, and I'm looking for simplicity, you know, and do one thing at a time. You know what I'm saying? To say, Lord, even though I'm multitasking, yet I want to know in 2015 I want your help and your wisdom and your brilliance on, you know, how to focus on the one thing. You know, that one thing, Paul says. Paul said, this one thing am I focused on. This one thing do I declare. Forgetting what's behind in 2014 and reaching forward to what's ahead.
That's
I
good.
I press toward the marks for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. What do you have to say about that, Pat?
Well, that's excellent. I mean, putting the old things behind, putting that old year behind, and things that you want to improve on, put it behind and move on. And going on with the new.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Amen. 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 So do you have anything else you wanted to encourage us with tonight?
Well, so I'm going to say is, like you said, 2015 is here. And just, you know, get your goals written down. And we'll be sharing, you know, throughout the month, and you can just write them down. Just look, you know, like a month from now, and say, well, am I doing that? What I've got written down, whatever you have written down to improve on, and just we'll just take it together, step by step, and we're just growing together. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. It's about diligence, and it's about being about our Father's business, you know, of staying busy in the Lord, you know. And we know that we're not saved by works. You know, that's over in Ephesians 3. Every Christian knows that. Works don't save you. We're saved by grace through faith. And that is not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Lest anybody start bragging. Come on now. We understand that. But yet, once you receive the grace of God and the gift of eternal life and the gift of Jesus Christ, then from that point forward, then it is the work that you do under the unction of His Spirit that's going to get you where you need to be. There's no room for lazy Christians. So you're not working to get saved, but it's once you get saved, then you allow that salvation to work itself out of you. Every Christian is full. Every Christian is bursting with gifts and bursting with talent and bursting with God Himself to release in this world. And so then your goal becomes, how do I work? Paul said, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So you're not trying to work up nothing in your flesh and so you can have something to be proud of, but all this rich treasure of Christ that's in you, you spend the rest of your life working those gifts and talents and visions and dreams from within to get them manifested in this planet so that you can win souls and reap a harvest for the kingdom of God. So you can do your part. If you saved, everything you need is already in you. Amen? Every resource, every bit of wisdom, every bit of knowledge, every bit of know-how, it is in you. But it's a matter of you taking the word of God, and prayer are tools, pruning tools, used to dig into the spirit of man and the soul of man to get that treasure that's down in you, sometimes deep down in you. Come on, let's shout. The word of God plumbs the depths. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2, the Holy Ghost searches the deep things of God. And if the Holy Ghost is in you, that Holy Ghost will go deep in you if you let the Holy Ghost. And bring up treasures of wisdom and knowledge and love and energy and power and ability that you never knew were there. The hidden things the Holy Ghost will reveal in you. In Christ. So it's important to learn to be diligent. Over in Proverbs, Solomon talked about that. He said, look at the ant, one of the smallest creatures on earth. But look how wise the ant is. In the summer, the ant is going crazy, being busy, 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 diligent, 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 working, 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 working to build up the arsenal of food and and resources that are going to be needed, because the ant knows that once the winter comes, working will not be possible. And if they don't have a stockpile ready, they're going to perish. And Solomon used that to say, hey, humans, take the example from the ant. So time is out. And so I guess I said all that to say that in 2015, you know, God is saying time is out for the lazy Christian. Let the lazy Christian die in 2014. Come on now.
Yes,
we're not going to call no names. We're not going to pick on nobody. And we all are touched by laziness in some kind of way, I'm sure. Some are more lazy than others. I'm not picking on nobody. But I'm just saying the word for all of us. Let's leave lazy in 2014. Come on now. And don't use no excuse. Well, it's not about works. It's not about works. Yeah, yeah. But don't be misquoting the Bible either. And I tell you that once we all get born again, what separates the men from the women and the girls from the boys are those who are willing to be diligent in what God has put before us, and those who are willing. Jesus himself was 12 years old, and what did he say to his own parents? Who knows? I'd be about my Father's business. We need to be busy, and we need to be businesslike. And first of all, we got to find out, what is our Father's business? And that's why we're all on this broadcast right now. Come on, Pat. Every week, this show is the conference. It's a conference. But whosoever will can come, and we're saying, come on over here and confer with us. Fellas, as we learn and find out what the Father's business is through his word. Because first you got to understand, a lot of people run around and they're wasting their time and messy, and causing more trouble than they really doing anything, because they haven't first found out what business they're really supposed to be about. So we're getting on here, collaborating, talking, and putting our spirits together and our minds together in the Word of God, and making sure we're on the right path, and making sure we're busy, and making sure we're busy with understanding, making sure we're busy with accuracy, making sure our doctrine is correct, and making sure that we're on point and that we're being diligent, because we have our life for a reason. And life is not going to be here always. You know, this world's not going to be here always. So we have a window of time and a purpose for being here. Let us be about our purpose every single day of 2015. Glory to God. Let's make agreement together. Let's come together, and let's make a covenant together that every day, by the grace of God, in the name of Jesus, that every day of 2015, we're going to be about our Father's business. Come on, let's shout.
That's good.
We're
going to
be about
That's
our
good.
Father's business. With excellence, be about our Father's business. Amen.
Well, you mentioned salvation. This is an excellent time for salvation, to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, to begin the year out 2015 serving him, you know.
Amen.
His forgiveness of all sins. You can put those sins behind you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible talks about he makes them white as snow. So all that can be behind you. You can ask Jesus Christ to come into your life and start your newborn and get a life in him. That's the first way to start the new year, isn't it?
That's a great way to start the new year. There's no better way to start the new year than be saved, than to become a new creature in Christ. In fact, whatever resolutions you think you have made for the new year, nothing's going to give you more ability to have the power to truly bring that to pass exceeding abundantly above all you could ever ask or think than if you become a new creature in Christ. You will get a whole new arsenal of power and ability to do the good thing, the accurate thing God has put in your heart to do in 2015.
Yes.
And that's good news, because, Pat, a lot of people have made a New Year's resolution on January 1st, and they were depressed before they even said it, because they knew they were going to fail again. They knew. They said, I'm going to stop smoking in 2015. I'm going to stop lying in 2015. I'm going to stop being a troublemaker in 2015. They said it. They really hoped it and wished it, but they knew before they said it. There's going to be another year they're going to fail again. But I'll tell you, if you become a new creature in Christ, you can become a winner in the resolution and the new thing that God has put on your heart that's in line with his will and his word, I'm telling you, he will give you supernatural power and ability as you rely on him to be a winner in 2015, and that it shall come to pass. For once, it's going to come to pass if you become a new creature in Christ.
Yes, because you're not alone. Once you accept him as your Savior and Lord, then you got some help with it. You know, you can go to him in prayer and say, well, hey, you know, I'm sorry about this, and put that behind you and go on. Next day, you got another chance. Just how often you forgive your brother 70 times 7. So, I mean, this is a win-win situation.
He's a wonderful helper. He's a wonderful helper, and it's nothing greater and better than to take everything to the Lord in prayer. It's awesome. Well, hey, we just thank God for you tonight. I think that we've had some wonderful food for thought, and we don't want to bring too much at once because you need time to digest things and to pray some and to look up some of these scriptures, glory to God, in the coming week, and allow the Spirit of God to continue to stir in you and prepare you for all the wonderful things that he has. And for those who did receive Jesus as Savior, we just sealed the deal with you right now. We're excited for you. And as we say all the time on this broadcast, you know, because we know that it's a true anointing emanating here and that truly God is with us. And so we know that the miraculous is happening, the revelation knowledge is going forth, that blind eyes are being opened, both spiritually and naturally. You know, and we know that lame are walking, the dumb are talking, and we know that people are being born again into the kingdom of God. And you say, well, how do you know that? Well, we know that by faith. Because we know that God's word never fails, but it accomplishes the purposes wherefore he sends it. And we have no doubt about that. But we always welcome you and to come to Misty Long on Facebook or Devoted to Him Global Ministries Facebook, our website, devotedtohim.org, or even here on the Blog Talk website. You can come to our section of Blog Talk. Just type in my name or type in the name of the show, and you can also come on Blog Talk and leave me a message. Or, you know, or ask a question or give a testimony. I love that. I love to hear what God is doing. We just appreciate you. And, hey, we got another exciting episode coming next week. Still wanting to encourage you in the new thing that God has to prepare you, to pray with you. We're going to spend some time before the month is out even doing some praying with you right here on the radio broadcast just to, and let you hear us pray and petition God and talk to God. And we do it. We have regular prayer times and Devoted to Him Ministries, and oh, they're awesome. Aren't they awesome? Awesome times in prayer.
Yes,
so we're actually going to get here on the airwaves, and we're going to pray with you and let you hear us pray and talk to the Father about the new thing and the new year, and to pray for you and pray for this broadcast and pray for the fellowship that we have together, because you know God has some wonderful things in store for us, and he's here to help us, and it's no better way to get God on the scene and God involved and God blessing than to pray and talk to him and invite him in. He wants to be invited. And so we're going to do that. We're going to demonstrate how to do that, and we're going to do that by faith as we unleash his spirit and his miracle working power and his goodness into this year that we're already in and we're walking into with confidence, faith, and power in the name of Jesus. So tell someone about the broadcast. Tell someone and invite them to listen in. And just like we've done the last year and a half that we've been on the air, you know, we'll have some pre-broadcast as always, where we will pre-broadcast the show and then release it into a live format. And then we're going to have some live shows this year. get the word out and let others know about us, that we are here and that we are about our Father's business, and that we want to have friendship and fellowship with them in the Word of God. It's the greatest activity we can participate in this planet, is to come together around the Word of God and around the Spirit of God and just love Him, behold Him, enjoy His presence together. It's awesome. So tell somebody. So, hey, we look forward to next week, and it's just going to get better and better and better and brighter and brighter and brighter until the dawning day. And so you all, as Pat has already said, have a prosperous week this coming week. God rest, rule, and abide in every part of your being, in every part, in every aspect of your life. May tremendous testimonies go forth this coming week. Tremendous healings, tremendous deliverances, as been mentioned already. I mean, Pat talked about deliverance. I think it was before the broadcast she was talking about deliverance. I think she'll probably share some more about that in the coming weeks, because 2015 is going to be a year of deliverance. Glory to God. Make sure you get yours now. Make sure you get yours. It's available. But you're responsible. Mm-hmm. Make sure you don't miss out in 2015. And make sure you get off to a good start now. And like I said, tell your friends, tell it everywhere you can. Others of a like mind and a like spirit, tell them to listen in, because God is moving, and we're going to go where we're going together by the grace of God. So have a great week. Stay tuned for our final announcements, and then we look forward to meeting again around the kitchen table, learning what this whole Christian business is about, and then going out into the highways and byways, energized, empowered, unified as one. Jesus prayed in John 17 that we would be one as He and the Father are one. Going together as a unified front to a lost and dying world, and revealing the things they need the most, the Savior. God bless you till next week. Listen to our announcements.
You've been listening to Soaring with Eagles in Leadership and Excellence with your host, Misty Long, Director of Devoted to Him Ministries. Please visit our website, devotedtohim.org, and join us on Facebook at Devoted to Him Global Ministries. Join us next time on Soaring with the Eagles in Leadership and Excellence.